Welcome to FYL on Ecstatic Radio. We are on iTunes Podcast. I'm Henry Rivera, here for another good show. I got a lot of good music since the last time we've done this. So let's get to it. Why not? This first band is from Compton, and they are the Nocturnals.
We'll be right back. want to know why on earth does that make you happy? Are you just one sick fucking pervert? I have a feeling you're different. I have a feeling you're here for something other than your perverted tendencies. Isn't that right, slave?
That was the almighty Warboy. I want to thank them for playing at the Doll Hut last Saturday. That was a good little show. Day show. So thank them. They still put on a pretty good set. I also want to thank this next band, Upper Downer. They opened for Reagan Youth last Thursday. So and they did a good job at it. So this is Upper Downer.
Somebody died, no, it's not.
How about we do some jizz grenade?
Yeah. want to go. 25 years, no place called my home. We had nothing to do but make some noise. Not to lose, we were nothing boys. Not to lose, we were nothing boys. We lived our lives like motherfuckers. Every night just getting drunker, mixing pills, powders too. The only way to make it through. Motor, coca, Chris's shrooms, Benzos, oxys, what they do. Nitrous shots on knives and rails. Little lives too fucked to fail. Lived our lives too fucked to fail. Lived our lives too fucked to fail.
Those two songs were by a band called Animals and Children. Now, let's do some weird news right now, because this one is interesting, even just like the headlines on these stories. So let's read this. Man hospitalized after injecting own semen to treat back pain. Now, I'm no doctor, but I'm pretty sure you shouldn't do that. Or, I don't know why, it just doesn't sound like something you should you do, but let's read it. A new study published in the Irish Medical Journal recounts the case of a 33-year-old man who was hospitalized after repeatedly injecting himself with semen to relieve chronic back pain. This is the first reported case of semen injection for use as medical treatment. Doctors in Dublin wrote in case study titled Semenly Harmless Back Pain. Oh, that's a good one. Semenly Harmless. I like that. That should be a good punk band name. Semenly Harmless. An unusual presentation of subcutaneous abscess. Oh, all right, I don't know how to read that word. A man's handmade remedy was reportedly discovered when he showed up at a doctor's office complaining of severe back pain. While examining the patient, a physician noticed the man's right arm appeared swollen and inflamed. The explanation the man gave was the doctor likely never expected. He said, the patient disclosed that he had intravenously injected his own semen as an innovative method to treat back pain. Dr. Ronan's study, he had devised this quotations cure independent of any medical advice. The man reportedly said he had purchased a hypodermic needle online and had been injecting himself once a month for the past 18 months. Before visiting the doctor, he said he hurt his lower back while lifting a heavy object and gave himself 3 doses according to the study. Ooh, yeah, I can see right there. That's not a good-looking arm right there. The semen reportedly entered the man's blood vessels and muscles. An x-ray revealed as an air trap beneath the man's skin, and he was immediately hospitalized, according to that study. Doctors treated the man with intravenous anticoagulant. This is why I hate reading medical articles. His back pain reportedly subsided, and he discharged himself without having the infected area drained. The report's doctors conducted a comprehensive review of a medical literature and were unable to find any other cases of intravenous cement injection. Yeah, so there you go. Probably shouldn't do that, all right? If someone had to do it for you to learn your lesson, so don't do that. So now teenagers are dumb. That's pretty much, pretty obvious. We were once teenagers, and when we see a movie and see something so cool and dumb, we just want to do it, So that's what happened with this Bird Box challenge. All these people started, that movie where Sandra Bullock, puts a rag around her eyes and, tries to drive and row a boat and all this crazy shit. So, a lot of people started doing that online. He's like, that's a great challenge to do. Cover your eyes and start driving like this Utah teenager does. Ended up crashing his car while doing the Bird Box challenge. A blindfolded teenage driver in Utah crashed into another car for obvious reasons on Monday. Yeah, you don't have to say it. And why did he crash? Blindfolded teenager. Bird Box challenge while driving, predictable result. The police tweeted on Friday, along with a photo of two mangled cars on Layden Parkway surrounded by snow-covered sidewalks. One truck appears to have its passenger side bumper bent inward, while the entire driver's side of a Honda HRV is smashed. Yes. Luckily, no injuries. Oh, that's good, I guess. You just smash your car, and as long as you don't get you don't die. That's cool, I guess. But yeah, so teenagers, come on, let's stop doing this. Or not just teenagers, anybody doing this, stop doing it. You don't want to get hurt, especially driving. I mean, you could do other Bird Box challenges, like, like going to the bathroom, blindfolded. That should be good. Or fighting a dog blindfolded, something like that. Or injecting yourself with semen. That should be pretty good. But let's keep the music going. This next band is it's a pretty great band. I really like them. Alkhead. They played a couple times at Alex's bar. For last year, and let's play them. This is Alkhead.
Don't tell me how you care. Don't beat around bush. Don't say where you feel safe. Throw rejection in my face. Don't worry about my feelings. Don't be scared of what I'll do. Don't be so polite to me. Don't be afraid to put me in my place. Throw rejection in my face. Don't give me those eyes. Don't shed that fake ass tears. Don't tell me you're not ready. Don't tell me you need space. Throw rejection in my face.
That was Passive Aggressor. Pretty badass right there. And here's another badass band. This is Lady Hump.
Get out. Satan, and now I'm fried. And now there's blood. Yes, there's blood. Yeah, there's blood. Blood under the grass. Blood under the grass. Blood under the grass. And you're gonna fry today. Fry today. Fry today. Fry today. Yeah, we'll take a left turn at yesterday and go forward to the past. Left turn at yesterday and go forward to the past. Left turn at yesterday, go forward to the past.
You're the social parasite. You're the social parasite. And you're the one that no one likes.
He said,
said you're a fucking leech. Point blank, I tried to think of trust. Big mistake. Maybe because you're remedial. No education. Maybe because you're different. No reputation. It's my release. It won't work. Just kill me, please, and you. Get off my ass, you fucking jerk.
So a couple songs by MK77. Now let's go do some 1034. That should do it for this episode. Again, I'm Henry Rivera here for FVL on Ecstatic Radio, obviously on Apple iTunes podcast. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I don't think we're on Twitter. Yeah, I think we're on Twitter. Instagram, Snapchat, whatever, on at Ecstatic Radio. I'm going to leave with this next band, another pretty badass band. They are called Fist Fight on Ecstasy. Enjoy.
Come on, motherfucker! I'm gonna